Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 7th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 59. In the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I'll turn this up a little bit. Let's see what we're going to look at today. Spooks turn Spocks. U.S. media now filled with former intelligence agents. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, remember me. Face to see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Spooks turn Spocks. U.S. media now filled with former intelligence agents. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. And this goes along with what we've been talking about the, you know, how they've moved people into different places, people from other parts of the world, people who have successfully overthrown other governments and communized other countries. And this is a part of the program. After years in the shadows overseeing espionage, kill programs, warrantless wiretapping, entrapment, psyops, and other covert operations, National Security Establishment retirees are now turning to a new line of work where they can carry out their imperial duties. That is, propagandizing the public on cable news. Reborn as cable news pundits, these people are cashing in. So many years working in the dark only to emerge in the studio lights of some of the same networks that rail all day, every day against state TV from countries that America hates. Coming around full circle, people. Below is but a partial list of prominent former spooks turned mainstream media pundits and analysts, to say nothing of the even greater numbers of retired generals the network continuously relies on. Former CIA Director John Brennan, who is now an NBC Senior National Security Intelligence Analyst. Fran Townsend, former Homeland Security Advisor to George W. Bush. She's now a CBS News Senior National Security Analyst. But CNN takes the cake. It's the biggest spook show of all. Jim Clapper, former director of National Intelligence, now CNN National Security Analyst. Retired General Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and the NSA, now a CNN National Security Analyst. Asia Ragappa, former FBI special agent, now CNN legal analyst. James Galileo, a retired FBI supervisor, special agent, now CNN law enforcement analyst. Tony Bikin, a former deputy secretary of state and former deputy national security advisor, and now CNN global affairs analyst. Mike Rogers, former chair of the House of Intelligence Committee, now CNN national security commentator. Samantha Vinograd, senior advisor to the National Security Advisor under President Obama, now CNN national security analysis. Stephen Hall, retired CIA chief of Russian operations, now a CNN national security analyst. Philip Mudd, former CIA counterterrorism official, now CNN counterterrorism analyst. Welcome to the Spook Show, people. And, that, and this goes. This is what I've been saying, man. This is what I'm telling you is going on. You can see it. And I mean, the it's at a higher professionalism of what they're doing. They think they can slip the propaganda in where the think tanks failed, and the think tanks did fail them miserably. That's why you see this thing with Trump. And this, the you know, the leaker, the guy, what the hell are they calling him? The, oh, man, it's killing me. The, whistleblower. That was it. Blowing the whistleblower, all this bullshit, all this thing that has turned off every bit of news pretty much around the world. They throw in a story here and there, you know, for a couple of minutes, but it all goes right back to this bullshit. Just like that, you know, the investigation of the Russian probe or whatever they want to call it, you know, when they wanted to turn off the news for a while so they could rearrange things so they could get the results from the think tanks, and they could, what they were doing was cross, you know, they were trying to work together, but they were blowing it, is what they were doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like a production.
It does a bit like a production, but what I'm trying to tell you guys here is they brought in the professionals. They brought in the best they got, and so you're going to see things a little sneakier. You know, like when they come out and they did like this massive right now again. They're starting to move again because we're seeing the gun confiscation coming in. Gonna do this. This one's gonna do that. This one's gonna do that. And the bottom line is Trump, he's going to stay right where he is because he's the one that's going to confiscate the guns. He's already said it. And this whole thing reminds me of Mitt Romney, you know, when they went through that bunch and they come up with Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, one of the biggest traders, you know, one of the people that moved the industry out of this country to foreign countries that we paid for and, you know, run him for president. It was just so Obama. I mean, Obama. They were thinking of, you know, trying another candidate in the fall because there was no way that the people were going to reelect that son of a bitch after everything he had done. But here again, I mean, look at what you're looking at. Even with this, they're trying to get, they know they can get all the communists are going to come out and they're going to vote because the communists, you know, they want the communism. And on the Trump side, you know, you got all the Trump tards, and he's going to stand up there. I'm going to save your guns. They have to find an issue that will make people fucking do the stupid thing and go out there and vote that corporate straw man vote, and try to get this passed another fuck. Actually, this is an effort for them to get this passed another election. I don't know who in the world would go out there and vote except for the fucking, I mean, an idiot or someone who is a part of it. Or the industry out there. Now, the industry out there, they have something. I mean, they ain't like you and me. They haven't been stripped of everything. They're the ones that actually opened the door to have everything stripped from us, including they think they can take our fucking rights. They think that they can just nullify that Bill of Rights by legislating. We'll just legislate it away. Well, you can't do it, and they know they can't do it. So now they're going to, you know, here comes another version. We'll see what, you know, it takes time to watch what they're doing to see exactly what the game is. But this, you know, they keep coming out with these outrageous, you know, we're gonna confiscate all the AR-15s, all the military style rifles, and all of this fucking shit. And they know better. They fucking know better. They're trying right now. I don't think that they're. Well, like we said before, if they could have done it, they would have already done it. They 10 million guns. I got one article here. I think Kamala Harris is talking, I'm going to confiscate 10 million. Are you really? Are we trying to find an issue that will get people to go out there and play the fucking game one more time? And that's what I see. They're desperate. No one's going to vote except for a goddamn illegal, and then the goddamn vote ain't going to be, what the hell are we waiting on? It's like we're back, with Hillary Clinton. Well, better Trump than Hillary. Well, they got a better Trump than any of these assholes, but no Trump either. People have heard him say it, take the guns and then we'll talk about due process. He's, talked about the red flag laws. He was all for them after that El Paso and Ohio thing happened. He said it. I heard him say it right on the stupid box. Go ahead.
Yeah, they had the 45 goals of the communist takeover of America. I don't know if you heard about that.
You mean the communist
it's like
platform?
The UN, it's the UN. It's the UN 45 goals of to take over America. It, you can look it up. It's 45 goals of to take over America.
I've seen the communist platform for it. And
yeah.
And they would have, this, but I'm saying the whole thing that we're watching here, I believe, is just to try to get to have a reason for an election. They wouldn't tell me. Trump did. He gave $3.2 trillion to his fucking international buddies. He let them bring in all the money that they had been unlawfully stashing overseas that came from our resources that were shipped to our companies that had been moved to China. And, he did that in the pipelines and for the filthy rich. But the people, God damn, you tell me your life has gotten better. I don't know who you are because things have just gotten worse. You can tell when you're living poor. Gas is over $3 a gallon here again because of the shit they're doing over there in the Middle East. And he announced today that, we're pulling out of Syria again. We're going to pull out of Syria again, guys. Did you know that? Did you feel the hula hoop going past your ass cheeks again? They're just doing like these things over and over, trying to find some place where they can actually launch it. But what I heard this morning on the stupid box, he's talking about pulling out of the whole goddamn Middle East. And you just don't know that's going to happen. But one of his campaign promises, they said, was to end all these goddamn wars. So now they're going to, throw this at you. At the same time, they got this stupid ass fucking another. Does anybody care what fucking Trump said to the Ukrainian fucking president? They're all a bunch of criminals. Goddamn, Joe Biden got right up on television and said that he fucking threatened, not to give him the $1 billion unless they got rid of the investigation on his son. Said it. And it was no big deal back then. But, like I said, you got a whole new group in here. And they're going to have to be figured out. I'm seeing their tactics. The subtleties, the way that the doublespeak. And the people that they're hiring to go on the internet are of a different ilk. But they're saying things in a different way to try. They're trying to find, they're looking for that Achilles heel that doesn't exist anymore. The truth has been unleashed. The Achilles heel is gone. This is straight up, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. We're at fucking war. There can be no question about it. Either I'm going to be a 14th Amendment subject or I am going to be a fucking free man under the Bill of Rights. And I am going to be self-governing. And a lot of you son of a bitches out there who have committed high treason are going to fucking hang for what you've done, for participating in it. They know the fucking, they know what the odds are, and they know what the fucking stakes are in this game they're playing. So we're going to, just like I said, with the CIA, I told you they've been bringing in people who don't make mistakes. They can at least sit down together and at least tell the same lie the same way. Let's put it that way. And if they do tell the lie in a different way, it comes out, it doesn't come out till it, one lie is opposing another lie, like what was happening when they shut this whole operation down and started from zilch. Anyway, cop acquitted for rape despite five videos. This is our hero of the day because, man, they're pushing the cops. You know, the cops are going to the Trump rally and they got their special shirts because they can't wear their uniforms off duty and support the head of the police state, the head of the corporate Blackwater USA fucking police state. They got their shirts and they're selling for $20 a piece to support the goddamn corporation, police state, nonprofit. I don't know what the fuck it is. They're all their nonprofits for their fucking, for Blackwater USA. At any rate, cop acquitted for rape despite five videos showing him having sex with a child. There's one of your heroes. Man, don't you just want to just do something for that fella? Don't you want to donate some money and help him out? Help out the boys in, well, they're not even boys in blue anymore. They're boys in black with military fucking insignia. And then when they go out, they put on the flak jacket and they put on the military gear. That looks like a fucking army on the streets to me. I don't know. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Flexing his mighty blue privilege granted to him by his badge, a former New York Police Department cop was acquitted on felony child rape and sex abuse charges this month, despite filming the interactions with the 15-year-old victim himself. Instead of going to jail for years, like he should have, this cop will likely escape any actual accountability. The ex-NYPD police officer, Raul Almeida, was accused of recording his sexual encounters with the 15-year-old girl on at least five occasions. He was confronted with these videos by investigators, and the teen admitted to the acts. These facts were indisputable, yet Almeida was acquitted. Well, this ain't like this is nothing new. I mean, we have the video of Kelly Thomas with the, you know, he's handcuffed, sitting on the sidewalk, and the cop's putting on his rubber gloves and says, "I'm gonna fuck you up," and you just watch him right there on the tape. You watch them cops beat the man to death, and every fucking one of them walked. Because why? Because they're being told to do this. This is part of the Red Terror. This is to get you afraid. I mean, the thing is, they know that how outnumbered they are. They know that we'll wipe their asses out. So that this is the tactics they're having to use. And I mean, and like printing, this is, you know, if they were trying to shadow this, they would have done it in a different way. This is just coming right out in your face and telling you that yes, they are above you. You are a subject. You have no fucking rights. And basically, our agents, our corporate agents, can do anything to you they want to. There is no law for them, and there's never been no law for them, except that there is a law for them, and it's called the Bill of Rights and the Common Law. This is where we, the people, were supposed to step in the common law courts. I mean, years ago, in the common law courts. That's why the common law courts had to go first. That's why they had to get rid of them first. Now we're stuck in a conundrum where their jurisdiction does not apply to us. If you know who you are and what has happened and what your jurisdiction is, you know that their jurisdiction cannot adjoin to you because it's an administrative admiralty jurisdiction that's not even supposed to be on this fucking land, let alone applicable to a fucking American national individual. And then at the same instance, go ahead.
Well, let's just call them what they really are. They're the king's men.
They are the king's men. This is a corporate aristocracy, and you're absolutely correct. It's like the judges. You know, we have star chamber courts. That's all there is in this country is star chamber courts. The judges are appointed by the corporation, which is an aristocracy, because they redefined the word person. You see, in the old dictionary, if you look at the mandamus, where the old dictionary we use, the common man's dictionary, it's one, two or more people pretending to be a single person, which is this corporation shit was never supposed to exist in this country. That is the conclusion I have come to. You were to have partnerships that would have, that, you know, and that's where a lawyer, a true lawyer would have, someone with knowledge of the law would have came into the picture, you know, writing contracts to make partnerships. But all of it would have stayed within the common law and out of the reach of the government. The government couldn't have controlled it, couldn't have regulated, it couldn't do nothing. So long as it was American nationals doing the business amongst ourselves. That's why they had to, get rid of the common law courts. That's why they had, start this corporation shit where they're supposedly protecting your interests in the properties here. But what it actually was them taking over your interest in the properties here without due process of the law and selling what belongs to you that doesn't belong to them to fucking people from other countries. I mean, this is a part of, you know, instituting the New World Order. If only Americans owned America, they could never do it. With the Bill of Rights in place, Bill of Rights is the only thing standing in the way of the New World Order right now. They keep talking about it, man. More and more you're seeing people talking about the Bill of Rights, but they didn't want to even say the words for so long. They went to constitutional. No, they're not constitutional rights. They're not right constitutional rights. They're constitutional prohibitions. They are freeman rights. They are natural rights that each and every American national is born with. It's nothing that the government granted. It's something that the people declared as a condition to having this fucking so-called government that was going to be our servants. And their only purpose was to enhance and protect those rights and protect our borders and protect our industry. That was the only authority they ever had. They didn't have the authority to arrest anybody. Not in outside the government. I don't believe they ever had the right to arrest anybody in the government because it's all administrative. It's like the person with the corporation. Let's take Monsanto. Now Monsanto, you see the commercials all day long telling you if you got this limp, whatever kind of cancer, call us because there were people who knew about it. I knew that this carcinogen was in Roundup and that it would cause the cancer. And they let it go on the market, and they let it kill a lot of people. Now, normally, you would say, well, who was the son of a bitch that fucking signed the paper or did the release that poisoned these people? That's a crime, don't you know, to kill somebody with poison is a crime. And it was done premeditated. It's premeditated murder. But what happens? Well, it's a corporation, so they're just going to get it. They've already set the limits. I mean, they've removed the common law. See, in the common law, there are no goddamn limits. What that jury says is the fucking law. But they set I can't remember what they call them. But it's like limits on what you can sue for. And you can only sue in the admiralty through a fucking lawyer. You know, killed right in front of 100 fucking witnesses, if no lawyer we'll take the fucking case. You just don't get nothing. There's no law for you. It's a private business. And if they don't want to do business with you, that's their whole fucking contention. They don't have to. It's like, working under the Uniform Commercial Code. In the Uniform Commercial Code, there's no Bill of Rights. It's all contractual. And that's how they pretended for so long that they had us. You contacted your rights away. Well, I'm sorry, I can't. The Ninth Article will not allow it to happen. That's why the Ninth Article was put in place. There can never be an authority created. See, all corporations or all contracts depend on the goddamn jurisdiction of the state, the county, and then ultimately on the Constitution. Because that's where your contractual, the right to contract is at. You know, you can make contracts, the government can make contracts and treaties. But even those contracts and treaties, these treaties they're making, like this Agenda 21 and this, and the Small Arms Treaty, completely fucking unlawful. They cannot do it. Because it would remove rights. And that no power could ever exist, according to the Ninth Article, which is ratified law. No power can ever exist that removes a fucking right. They couldn't do it. And so when they're called on it, you know, like, fuck your contract. I can't give my rights away. They're unalienable. I can't give them away. If I wanted to, I can't give them away. And you sure as fuck can't take them. You can't contract me out of them. You can't, there's no way you can get them from me. They're natural born. They're a part of my being. And that's where this whole contract, I mean, that's what the whole thing with the, what the hell were they calling themselves? Freeman citizens or something or whatever in the hell they were calling themselves. That was their whole fucking argument. I believe that was a production put on by the fucking corporate aristocracy to try to make the free people of this country think, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, how about this? I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen subject. I cannot be. Because for me to be a subject, to be subjugated, you would have had to violate the 9th article to the Bill of Rights, which says I can never be subjugated. I have these rights that are unalienable, can't be taken away from me. And it is ratified. It's not just the rights. I mean, they're finally getting around to talking about the Bill of Rights, but they still ain't said it yet. The fact is that is ratified law, the highest ratified law in this whole fucking country. Period. And they are in serious violation of that fucking law. And they've created the whole idea of the 14th Amendment is, well, we'll just make them subjects and then we'll just legislate their rights away. Well, you just can't do it because no such authority can exist. That 9th article, man, when they were thinking when they threw it in there. They were thinking that, well, at the same time that the fucking Federalists were telling us, oh, you don't need no Bill of Rights. What? There's nothing in here that can hurt you. The Anti-Federalists were pointing out the very things that exactly what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And they put them in check with the goddamn Bill of Rights. But that 9th article was the front cap, man, the 9th and 10th. It told you you can never have no power to fucking above the people. You can never have power above to remove these rights. These rights are absolute law. You must obey this law. And that goes for the states, too, according to the 10th article. The prohibitions in the Constitution for the government in the Constitution are the same prohibitions for the fucking states. And that's why, like, California, man, how in violation are they? The people, we have the right. It is our law. When did it go from public servant to public fucking master? Did you ever ask yourself that? See, this whole thing started to turn. It was in the 70s when I started seeing the last of the common law courts. And then they started with all their draconian laws like the drink and driving, or drunks against mad mothers or whatever in the fuck they were. They started all of these goddamn legislative fucking laws that didn't require a victim. They didn't require nobody to sign any. The state was the victim. The state was prosecuting in the name of the people. But they can't do that because the Bill of Rights, common law that in that Bill of Rights requires an individual. It requires the corpus delicti. It requires the victim. And only the victim can prosecute. And this is one of the hurdles they got around for quite a while. That when throwing in political correctness all at the same time, so people were wondering what they could not say. And anybody that stood up in court and goes, hey man, don't I have rights? Or, oh, 900 years in jail. Well, and they didn't know how to defend against it. Because they didn't realize that they weren't in a real court. They were in a commercial fucking court. And they were property, and they could be disposed of as the captain of the ship, that son of a bitch sitting up there in the dress on the goddamn altar fucking said so. That, I mean, the law of the fucking sea is the captain's fucking law. And then when they did that, they did it with a ruthlessness like they planned to do when they tried to, well, they'll try the same shit when they go for the guns. That ruthlessness and scare the hell out of you. No, I could get a, oh God, do man, I do, you know, people didn't used to fear going to a fucking court. That's where you got justice. That's where, I mean, you looked forward to it. You are making things aright. But when the state took over and started using the administrative admiralty, I mean, the dreaded admiralty, look it up in your history. back in 1700s, you know, in 1765 to 1775. Look at the dreaded admiralty courts that came in and how and what they did to the people without jurisdiction or without the grant of the people for authority. Because this was they were coming to, just like now, they were coming to let these Americans know you are subjects. You are subjugated. You are owned by the King of England. And now you have a corporate aristocracy. And like I said at the top, you do have a king. I mean, Trump is playing the part of the king because a corporation, it, by their definition of their private commercial law, says that a person, a corporation's a person, which is ludicrous. It goes against nature. You look at two people standing there, that's not one person. That's nature. But it doesn't matter because it's the king's rule. No matter what the king, it's the king's new clothes. You better see those son of a bitches or you will be punished. Well, hell no, let's get rid of that fucking king. How about let's reinstate our fucking law in a hard way to these son of a bitches till they understand that it's not going to be violated. There should be zero tolerance to violations of the Bill of Rights, which has so many goddamn infringements on it. I couldn't count them. I don't know if there's anybody out there that could count them.
But what they do is they take the law of the sea and put it on the law of the land.
Exactly correct. They move when they start that 10-mile square, which is a goddamn military citadel called Washington, D.C. That's when they moved the law of the sea onto the land and started putting their tentacles out through like post offices and bases, on land bases and stuff. I mean, before D.C., if you had a trial, like a military trial, you had it on a fucking ship offshore. You couldn't do it on this land because the only law in this land, the only jurisdiction upon this fucking land known as the United States of these Americas was the common law. The common law jurisdiction. It had to be one person in their private capacity. If you joined with the government, if you became a part of their military, and you went into their fucking, into the fiduciary part of it, you know, the public servant part of it, then they could have hearings and stuff on you. But it's just like if Trump was impeached today by these silly asses that are doing this thing, these play actors that are doing this production for us. If he was found guilty and then the Senate went on ahead and said, yeah, he's guilty. Because they're supposed to be the prosecutors in the admiralty. They are. And they would prosecute him. But if he had committed crimes against the people, once he is kicked out of office, we get him. And we take him into the common law courts for the civil crimes he's committed against the people. And we can fucking hang him. Anyways, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You've got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, they trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
They taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Don't Let Them Take Your Guns by Grand Funk Railroad. And that's what they're trying to do, and they are trying to do it. As far as this cop, he went on, and he took a cop to plead to something that had nothing to do with the five goddamn instances of him on tape raping this child. And he's facing mostly a year, but she'll probably, you know, get deferred till probation, and that's what a cop gets for raping a kid. So that's one of our heroes. So we're going to go on to Charlottesville. Police want to ban all guns. This is from Big League Politics. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And here's a person that, by his own, just stepping up and saying it, he is committing high crimes and misdemeanors. He is committing treason. He is committing sedition. And it's like the these Antifa out on our fucking streets declaring that we're doing a communist revolution here. That's what Trump's doing. That's what the corporate aristocracy is doing. That's what they've been doing for a long fucking time. Control. And finally, you know, you get your international communism, then you got your one world order, you got your one world government, you got your one world bank, got a chip in your fucking finger, and man, they can erase your fucking ass. Hell, they got things in space that can probably hit, I mean, like a like a laser beam. Think about that. I always have thought about that. Like up on that space station, you know, they get everybody chipped so that they can, where no matter where you're at, they can hone in on you and just fry you right there on the spot. They think they wouldn't do it if they could. That's why, you know, like I said, this right here, this is trying, I think they're trying to put together some kind of a reason for a fucking election, because I see no reason for one at this point in the ballgame. They're all a pack of fucking communists. They all admit that they want to take our fucking guns, including Trump. And they admit they want us to be fucking subjects, slaves. The 14th Amendment slaves. You remember Trump talking about the 14th Amendment? That he was going to look into it, and because that's their reasoning for allowing all these invaders to come into our country. Anybody born or naturalized, you know, the anchor babies and what might have you. None of that exists either, because there was no authority. In fact, it was a violation of the law when they did it. During a chilling exchange during the House Judiciary Committee hearing on banning assault weapons, Dr. Rochelle Brackney, chief of the Charlottesville Police Department, stated that she supports a ban on a broad range of guns. While fielding a question on potentially banning hunting rifles, she said, "I believe any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned." That's a fucking hammer. More people are killed with hammers in this country every year than any other thing. I mean, more than guns anyway. I got any. If you wanted to hunt somebody down, I mean, if you're hunting them down and you whop them in the head and kill them with a hammer, I guess that's a weapon, isn't it? But that doesn't matter, because we're not going to get into those conversations, because they're all irrelevant. The second article says what it says, and that is ratified law. They are in. This person right here is committing treason, right in your face, and they don't. And, you know, they're being bold about it. But they know they can't do this. So you got to wonder what is their agenda? What are they working for? What's this new group, this international group of professionals? What are they working for? Well, they're working for a reason to try to a way to try to get people to go out and play the game again. I mean, right now, I don't care who you are. What are they doing? Investigation Nation. How many billions have gone to the law firms just for this daily soap opera, as the people get poorer and poorer, and the goddamn industrial war complex gets richer and richer, and the goddamn Zionist Jews get more and more property and more fucking resources at the expense of the blood of our people.
But they're not going to investigate themselves, and people have to understand that it's the people that have to do the investigation. And people's like, well, you'll get killed. Well, that's the chance you got to take to do the right thing in life.
That's exactly right, man. Those people that stepped on Lexington Green were facing a fucking regiment. You think they didn't understand what they were doing? But they knew it had to be done, or else the choice is slavery or freedom and liberty. That's no choice to me. I will not live as somebody's property. And what is mine is going to be mine. And I'm going to have peace of mind and, you know, peace of mind and body. That's what this is really all about. They want to be able to, they're sick in the head. They have become so wealthy through theft. They have stolen what belongs to all of us. All of us should be living way better lives in this country. They had no authority to take what belongs to us and become a corporation and start selling what they considered corporate assets, including us. They had no authority because they didn't get it from us. I mean, it belongs to us, and there's only one way to get something from an American national, and that's through the common law. And it takes an individual. I mean, you could have partners in a partnership in the common law, and that's how it was supposed to work. We didn't need no admiralty law. That would be for international fucking trade. And like the gentleman said earlier, it ends where the tide ebbs and flows. Within this country, there was only one fucking jurisdiction, and it was the common law jurisdiction. And it is the common law jurisdiction. What they have done is violations of the law. Plain and simple. I mean, if you see someone raping a woman, you're going to run over there and you're going to fucking try to rip his head off. You're going to stop it. It's a violation of the law. And everything that they have done are violations of the law. They are guilty of sin, and they fucking know it. They know that. Why wouldn't, I mean, the people who are supposedly the legal experts in this whole, in this country, ever address something like the ninth article? Just the ninth article. What does that say? What does it mean in the tenth? When you're talking about these gun confiscation laws, what does that mean? It means you can't fucking do it. And the ninth article says it can never be, that the Bill of Rights can never be changed. There can never be an authority that exists in the Constitution. And you know, self-rule. I'm way past sick of these talking about the democracy. I've heard too many. Man, they are pushing that word. Democracy. This is not a fucking democracy. This is a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. How can you have, I mean, they stand up, like I said, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Now, see, the people had already risen up for their rights, for their free rights, freeman rights. When the elitists from the fucking colonies, who the people had risen up against because they were the king's men, then they come on board. You know, after, you know, Lexington and Concord and you know, Boston and the fuck, we've been killing rebels. I mean, we've been killing, Brits for a whole fucking year, over a year. And then they come up with this Declaration of Independence to declare a new country. Now they stand up there and they talk about self-rule. America is a self-rule country. What does the word self mean? It's not a country. It's not more than one. It is individual. Self-rule. Self-rule means the individual rules oneself. How do you do that? In the common law. They were never supposed to come into our world. They were only supposed to be there as something we kept there in case another country tried to invade us and take that self-rule and our rights away from us as a way to organize like we did, well, like when they hijacked the uprising of 1775 and turned it into a revolution instead of a people's uprising, and ended up with a government that they formed in the middle of an uprising, which cannot be legit. There was no fucking vote. There was no vote.
They want to save.
Go ahead.
They want to save their. They want to save their the democracy. They keep saying the democracy. I hear that too all the time. They want to save their democracy.
Yes.
And then these people are not stupid. They know what the Constitutional Republic is, and they understand the Bill of Rights. They're not stupid people out there, you know, with these agents and these corporations.
They're far from stupid. I mean, any person can look up, pick up a dictionary and look up corporation and look up republic and look at the two words and tell me there's anything synonymous about them, because there is not. They're polar opposites. And they think like you say, there's no way they know exactly what they're doing, man. They've always known exactly what they're doing. They're flaunting it in our face now. I mean, to have the balls, or for this bitch, to have the balls, I'm going to take your guns away. Have you read the Bill of Rights, you stupid bitch? That is law. That's just like saying, I'm going to rob a bank. No different about it. Okay, you say you're going to rob the bank. I'm going to be waiting at the fucking bank. When you try to rob the bank, you're going to get shot. You stupid bitch. It's against the law. And that's what they're, see, this is what they're, that self-rule thing. That's why they had to change in their professional fucking law books. They changed a person to include a corporation. No, a person is not a corporation. A corporation is not a person. Because they wanted an aristocracy, what they wanted from the beginning when they held the Continental conventions after the people had already risen up without any government. See, when the people rose up, there was no fucking government. When a people rise up and start shooting the one claiming sovereignty over them, there is no, them people there are called rebels. And they recognize that government they're shooting ain't their goddamn government. Because they're at war. So how in the hell do you form a government in the middle of an uprising? You can't. They use their money and their power and they fucking, and their influence, and they created the Continental Army. because they wrote that Declaration of Independence wasn't for the people's fucking rights as individuals. It was for the formation of a country. The people rose up for their rights. And then they twisted it like they twist everything into, oh, we rose up to form a new country. And the original Sons of Liberty were wanting their free men rights under British rule. Until they got to the people that were back in the mountains who didn't recognize no son of a bitch as owning them or owning their property. And when they came out of the hills, and that's when things started kind of turning around. That's when the Continental Army quit running. That's like in the campaign in the South with, I think, Nathaniel Green. And then they went out there and they shot the fuck out of the goddamn British. And, of course, they made deals. They were making deals all the time with the goddamn French, who we'd fought just not that long ago in a war. They were making deals with them because we did not have a navy. But in the end, when the charter for this country was surrendered, it was not surrendered to the people, to the individual free sovereigns who were the ones who rose up against any government over them.
And Henry, who in the hell would want to be taken away the 49%, the 51% taken away the 49%? Like, who would want that? Like, the 49, the 50% taken away the 49% of the people, you know, like, in that democracy, as they say, like the mob rules and shit. Like, who would want the 49%? Because I wouldn't.
That was the arguments in the Anti-Federalist Papers. You see, that it had to be individual freedom and liberty that was absolute to the individual. That's why only an individual could take another individual to court, that could sign a complaint, that could do anything in the courts. Because if you have mobocracy, then that's communism. But they wanted a monarchy, man. They wanted a monarchy in this country, and that's really what they have. I mean, it's a corporate monarchy, but how you achieve what you achieve, you still have you have the communist committees. I mean, everything's in a committee. But at the top, I'm telling you right now, Trump could declare martial law just like fucking Lincoln did right now. It's not lawful. It would be another ultimate violation of the Bill of Rights. But he could do it. And start taking out his, you know, if they were truly his political enemies, he could. I mean, the whole thing's bullshit. Just like if he wanted to do anything, we're working under the War Powers Act here, people. All he had, I mean, and he did come out and say, well, we're being invaded. That right there, man, I'm telling you, he could be emperor. That's what fucking Lincoln did. That was the first major violation of the Bill of Rights, because the Supreme Court, who advised the government, they're not elected. They're there to advise the government so the people don't hang them.
Yeah, you'll never hear the word attorney or lawyer mentioned anywhere in the Federalist Papers, period. You know, that's all bullshit, too. All these attorneys are acting under admiralty. That's all illegal.
It's completely illegal. I mean, what the main thing that we have to keep in our minds is that we're operating under the law, under our law. It belongs to us. It's law. It's ratified law. It was law before it was added to the Constitution. That's why they want to keep going to the Constitution. That's your self-rule. No, it isn't. That is not self-rule. You defy the fucking language when you try to call it self-rule. The country rules itself. It is what they're saying as the government, but the government is not the people's self-rule. Our self-rule is I rule myself, you rule yourself. We have a problem. We have a fucking procedures, and we have a fucking jurisdiction that we're born with that we can take to the common law court with the elected judge, elected by us, and the elected sheriff would be the officer of that court, and the coroner. That was the three that made up the whole fucking judicial system. And that judge, he sits there. He could not do a thing. A common law judge cannot just come in and go like these, you know, that when they're trying to toss these, invaders out, they act like they are. They're not trying to do anything. There ain't none of them being fucking thrown out of here. Like, this shit's hard to talk about. But like, you know, just step in and, oh, I'm a judge and I'm going to, no, judge. You have no authority. He could do something for himself in another court as an individual. He sure had his individual goddamn jurisdiction if he had a problem with another person. But to come in, I'm government and I'm summoning you anywhere to do anything. Fuck you. You do not have the authority in your government fiduciary position. You are beneath me. You take up a lesser position when you go into the government. That's why they call them government servants. They served us. They used our authority, a little bit of our authority that we granted them, to serve us. And now they're trying to make it very fucking clear that they are the fucking masters and we are the fucking slaves, and it is that goddamn 14th Amendment. Anybody out there preaching this shit, preaching the fucking Bill of Rights, that doesn't tell you the 14th Amendment is the fucking problem, is not going all the way, and there's a reason for it. These are the people of industry. The people who have gone along with the fucking program because it benefited them. It allowed them to fucking work you and to make a working class out of the fucking American nationals. We weren't supposed to be a fucking workforce for a fucking few. We were supposed to have debt-free currency provided to us so that we, as entrepreneurs, could tap our resources, which this was the richest country on planet Earth, and we didn't work for nobody but ourselves. We're Americans. And that way, it always belonged to America. And when you sold your business, you didn't sell it to some fucking Chinaman. You did that. That would be an act of treason. Just like down in Mexico, you can't go down to Mexico and buy fucking property. Otherwise, they could just buy it right off and under you with a fucking money scam like they're doing. It would always be America, and there would be no reason to go to the outside. We had everything. We had all the wealth that our people could ever use. And this thing with immigration, we needed more people. And who did that? Well, that was that corporation. Because a corporation needs laborers so that they can exploit those laborers. And they're stealing your resources. They're getting them for nothing because, well, they're an American corporation. Horse shit. You can't have no such animal. This is not a corporate fucking aristocracy. It's a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And you have taken from me, man, unspeakable amounts of property that I can prove. You did not take me to court to get it. You did not come to me as an individual. You did not file in the common law court as an individual to take anything from me. You have no fucking judgment from a common law court to remove any of the properties of this United States. All the what they call public property belong to each and every one of us people. It belonged to me. It belonged to you. How can anything that belonged to us be taken away from us? It's like when they seized the gold. I think it's 1933. When they seized the gold, did they take each individual into? Did an individual outside the government, because the government couldn't do it. They never had the authority. They were beneath us. They were not an authority over us to tell us, give us your gold. It would take
The people allowed it.
The people allowed it, and they shouldn't have. Our generation got fucked. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
Because we're the ones that's going to have to deal with it. But yeah, they fucking allowed it because it was such a plenty here that they still could live a comfortable life and everything with the scraps from the table. Well, they want the scraps now. They want the lint in your pockets. They want your life. They want to put your ass in a hole because you're the only one with a rightful claim on what they have stolen. And we, by God, want it back. We've reached the top.
Yeah, think about it.
Go ahead.
Even if you want to get married, you got to get a license to get married. If you want to get divorced, you have to hire an attorney to get divorced. If you want to, even the sacred thing of marriage is controlled by, we're subjugated even there. They've got their thumb over your head on everything you do, even marriage, the sacred thing of marriage even.
But like the fella said, it's because we let them. It's not because they just did it to us. We didn't stop them. Our grandfathers didn't stop them. In 1869, when Lincoln did that, the whole goddamn, the people should have understood what he did when he declared martial law and suspended habeas corpus. He had no such authority. That was in direct violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, the authority for this country. We can't do it. I cannot just make a declaration, as you can't make a declaration that Oh, you have no rights. That person has no rights. The only way you can go after a person is through the fucking process in the common law courts. And you better have a goddamn good case or he might take everything you fucking got. But I do not have that authority. I do not have that authority. They do things to us that if we did it to each other, it would be a crime. So how, and if we don't have the authority to do these things, how could we have possibly delegated that authority to them? We couldn't. And in the ninth article, and the fact that the rights are unalienable, we could have never delegated them any authority to touch those rights. And they've never had no authority to touch those rights. Lincoln was a goddamn traitor. He was the first fucking one to violate the Bill of Rights absolute, and the whole goddamn nation should have turned on him. But no, man, they twisted around with the propaganda of the day. And they got fucking brother to shoot brother. Dad to shoot son. They fucking pulled it off, but they're not going to pull it off this time. Because all we're going to do, people, is simply enforce the law, which is we have the jurisdictional authority to do it, and we have the means to do it through the second article. That's what that second article is for. It's not for deer hunting. It's not for fucking target practice. It is for self-defense, but it was put in place to fucking take care of the situation that we find ourselves in today, an unlawful occupation by a fucking corporation that thinks that they could remove the fucking republic by writing it down on a piece of paper. Well, you're going to have to enforce that piece of paper against the largest army on this fucking planet. Anyways, guys, we passed the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just look at these guys and, man, keep counting up the charges. We so outnumber them, they know it. We outnumber them thousands to one, and they fucking know it. And then when they come at you with something like this, go, fuck you, punk. I'm fucking 10 feet fucking tall. You're fucking 2 inches tall. Got it? I'll squish your fucking ass. That has to be the response. To make sure that when they do give it a go, just like that, I mean, that somebody, I was on one of the videos today. They were talking about, you know, the army and the guy that was narrating it did a good job. And he said, you see, that's supposed to be our army. It's not. Don't you think it is? Because that is a United Nations army that we're paying for. The Congress could only form armies in an instance that we needed a fucking army to defend the Republic. So it's not our fucking army. We're paying for it. We bought all the shit, but it belongs to us. But the thing is, there's as much divide and they are as little, like I said, we're 10 feet tall here. And they're fucking 2 feet tall. In the same things in the army. Don't believe that they're just going to push buttons and these people are, our own people are going to fucking turn on us to inflict tyranny. Because it isn't going to happen. We are going to wipe their asses out, and that's the word from the trenches.